I would guess another question that you might get is the question of what do you do when you start somebody on chemo Bev and then you stop the chemo? For how long do you continue the Bev?
Afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in ECOG 4599, it was supposed to continue to progression. One of the philosophical debates we often have is the benefit of bevacizumab or anti-angiogenic drugs maximized in the presence of chemo, and you don't get much after the chemo is stopped. And we've had a few trial designs where the bevacizumab is stopped when the chemo is stopped and those sorts of things. You know, I don't think we have an answer. In my practice, what I've done is, you know, I am a believer in that if you do a phase 3 trial and it's positive, that when you translate that into practice, you should do it as they did it in the phase 3 trial. So I have continued on my patients on bevacizumab after I've stopped, and I've typically used carboplatin. There have been a number of patients who have gotten out to 8, 10, 12 cycles in which we're beginning to wonder, patients are doing well, the disease seems to be controlled, how much benefit am I really getting from continuing this every 3 weeks and so on and so forth. And I often wonder if there might be just as much benefit of bevacizumab if you were to interrupt therapy and then perhaps reinstitute bevacizumab when you end up treating that patient in the second line setting.